Good morning. I'm Vinebnu. You can get your vaccines again post-storm as the Ocean County Health Department has reopened the sites but made some schedule changes. Any clinic appointments scheduled for this week are now scheduled for earlier in the day. So if your appointment was scheduled between 5 and 7 p.m., arrive anywhere between 1 and 4 p.m. on the date of your scheduled appointment at the RWJ Barnabas Health Arena in Toms Rivers Clinic. Appointments scheduled for this Saturday at Southern Regional Middle School are now between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. CVS will begin offering the COVID-19 vaccine starting February 11th, including at the Jersey Shore, but only one location in Seaside Heights. There will be 14 pharmacies across the state for now, then possibly up to 27 at some point, but it's not known yet where those other locations would be. Appointments will be taken by CVS at CVS.com, its app, or by calling 800-746-7287. CVS says walk-ins are not available. COVID-19 is keeping kids out of school and many parents from routine doctor's appointments, which is why Jersey professionals fear autism diagnosis may be delayed for countless children.
In autism in particular, early diagnosis, early treatment is absolutely critical to generating the types of outcomes that we as providers want to see and families want to see for their children.
Matthew Hess with First Children's Services says the state is also dealing with delays in getting children evaluated by qualified professionals. You may get a tax break on your unemployment benefits. New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is sponsoring a bill to make the first $10,000 of benefits tax-free. Menendez says that would cover about 16 weeks of the additional $600 federal unemployment supplement. The money would not be taxed on your 2020 federal income tax return. If they were vaccinated for the coronavirus and the venue had proper protocols in place, a growing number of people in a Seton Hall sports poll say they would attend a sporting event, indoor or outdoor.
For sports organizations, these numbers are very positive.
The share of people who would attend is greater among folks who describe themselves as fans or avid fans, but the general public is now less hesitant as well. Comcast is moving forward with a plan to charge heavy data users up to $100 per month in surcharges. State and federal lawmakers had been pressuring Comcast to delay the fees, as so many people are working and schooling from home. The company had planned to implement the surcharge a month ago. They say they will now delay that until June, with the overcharge surcharge first appearing on your August bills. In sports Tuesday, Nets topped the Clippers 124-120 on Wall Street. The Dow rose 475 and closed at 30,687. Weather today, some snow showers this morning, icy roads and sidewalks in spots, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour today with highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, some clouds hang around, lows in the 20s. I'm Vin Ebnu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.